AFL supporters are passionate sports fans and they don't like people messing with their club, even when it's the club itself. The Brisbane Lions have changed the team logo and that has the fans hopping mad, and they're considering taking the club to the Supreme Court. In Brisbane, Nicole Butler reports.
We are the pride of Brisbane town. We wear the gold, blue and gold.
The Brisbane Lions have fans in the Queensland capital and lots in Melbourne as well. After all, the Fitzroy Lions merged with the Brisbane Bears to form the new AFL team 13 years ago. Things have been going well. There's an emotional link between the two clubs. Both celebrate Lions wins, etc. Or at least that was until the Brisbane club decided to change its logo.
We've had a lot of members from Brisbane ringing us to say, what can you do about it? And, of course, down here, it's right to the very senior levels of Fitzroy membership of the Brisbane Lions. It's causing a huge amount of anguish.
Bill Atherton is secretary of the Fitzroy Football Club in Melbourne. He says the Brisbane Lions have broken the legal agreement that was drawn up when the club came to be.
The legal agreement's in place between the Brisbane Club and the Fitzroy Club is the Deed of Company Arrangement of 1996, and that set out the terms of the whole merger and what have you. And most of those things are now gone on history, but there's only two things that now continue on forever, and one is the six games to be played in Melbourne, and the other one is the logo of the merged club will be the Fitzroy Lion logo in perpetuity.
But last week, the Brisbane club announced the Fitzroy Lion won't be used forever. A side profile of the animal from head to tail with its paw over a football is being replaced with a simple lion's head looking forward.
There's a lot of senior Fitzroy Brisbane Lions fans have said to me, look, if they take the Fitzroy Lion away, what's there for us?
So Mr Atherton says the Fitzroy club will fight the change on the legal field.
We're not suing anyone. All we're going to do if nothing happens, and it probably won't happen, is just apply to the Victorian Supreme Court for a ruling on Clause 7C. And if they uphold it, then that's law.
No one from the Brisbane Lions was willing to talk about the looming legal action. A spokesman says the club is still reviewing members' feedback about the new logo, which he says is more modern and easier to reproduce on signage. But the battle over the logo isn't the only one the Lions might have to fight. It's rumoured the club is considering changing their team Guernsey, and that's prompted an internet petition called saveourjumper.com.au. Already 1,400 passionate Lions supporters are pleading with the club not to do it.
Nicole Butler with that report.